email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 for your text. Now, for the last 10 years or so, you would know exactly where our next guest would be on the last Monday and Tuesday in August at 8 o'clock. He'd be in the dome and you'd be sitting down on the sofa watching him. Good afternoon, Dáithí O'Shea.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you today?
I'm good. I was disappointed yesterday for you and everybody else down in Tralee that they've had to cancel it again this year.
Yeah, to be honest, Ray, we worked very, very hard when we knew it wasn't going to happen last year. We were even looking at the October bank holiday weekend for last year's Rose, and then we realised that wasn't going to happen. So we were all gearing up for summer 2021, but it was just the numbers of coronavirus that came out after Christmas and the New Year. Mm. You were talking 6,000-7,000 a day for a while, and even though things were going in the right direction recently with vaccinations being rolled out and everything, we probably knew it wouldn't be happening during the summer, maybe about 2 or 3 months ago. And again, we were looking towards October. But as you know, Ray, it was a very, very big call to make again. But listen, when you look at the big picture, it was the right decision. We want to keep people safe. And really, like, the backbone of the Rose of Tralee, Ray, is getting people from all around the world to come to Tralee to meet each other.
Yes.
And the coronavirus doesn't allow for that.
No. It's exactly what it likes, but it's exactly what we shouldn't be doing, you know. Yeah, so you're getting people from Australia and America and different parts of Europe and the UK, and they're all coming, they're sitting on buses and they're gathering in tents, and the coronavirus will be going, yippee, yippee, yippee. So you're not going to do
that. We'll have a field day. You know yourself, Ray, you'd have 10,000 or 15,000 people out on the streets.
Yeah.
The dome itself holds over 2,000 people. Again, as you said, the coronavirus will be jumping up and down.
Yeah. It's just 2 years in a row now, Dáithí, and you look like it's something you look forward to every year. You really, really enjoy it.
And you know what, Ray, you were there 5 years before me. There's only one way to go doing that show, and that is to go down there and have a ball and enjoy yourself, just like you did before me. Yeah. I go down there, Ray, and I have a load of fun. I go down there with the intent and having fun, and I have a load of fun down there. So like this time of year, you'd be going through all the regional processes, really, really looking forward to what was happening during the summer. Then in the first week in July, somebody'd send you a picture, usually one or two of the lads down in Tralee, the dome going up, and again, there we'd have a bit of excitement about that, a bit of excitement all around the town. And as you know yourself, Ray, and everyone else knows who's listening, the excitement all around the town of Tralee for the week or 10 days is brilliant.
And it's a big earner, isn't it? I'd say a lot of people depend on the Rose Tralee Festival. It's their Christmas.
It is, and you know, it's like the Galway races for some people, it's Listowel races for Listowel, and the Rose is the same for Tralee as well, because people, I suppose, they see it on TV Monday and Tuesday night, but maybe not realising that there is a 10-day festival built around the two nights on TV, what it means to the area, probably between 10 and 15 million every year, and to be missing out on that last year, and again this year, Ray, like I say, I feel bad for the Roses, I feel bad for the Rose Centres, the committee down there, all the volunteers, the thousands of volunteers every year, and the people and the town of Tralee, like your heart would have to go out to them.
It frees you up a bit then for the summer to spend time with family.
Yeah, there is that, but I have a few different series with TG Carr coming up during the summer as well that keeps me out of trouble. But yeah, the end of the summer will be freed up like I had last year. But Ray, this is the last time I'll be able to take it easy for the month of August, so I intend to enjoy myself, probably go down to Kerry, back home to Dingle for a few days as well. But listen, you know the fitness regime I go into, Ray, coming up to the Rose of Tralee.
But that's my other worry, because you do. Yeah, like, you know, you start getting fit and you watch your diet and watch the drink and all that sort of thing, and you go from whatever type of Dáithí there is to this sort of Rose Tralee Dáithí. It's like a superhero, Rose of Tralee Dáithí.
Yeah, but the underpants and the inside, Ray, there's no difference.
and the bright red boots on the outside.
Listen, the crack trying to get into that, but to be honest, all jokes aside, like say, I don't do Lent and I don't do the beginning of the year. The Rose of Tralee is my Lent, and I would drop a stone and I'd go down there, as I said, in great form.
Yeah, and ready for it. Yeah,
and ready for it. But like, I'll have compounded COVID weight on me going into 2022. I'll have to start training in September.
But there'll be a pent up appetite on your part, on everybody else's part, for the Rose of Tralee when it will return in 2022. Of course it will.
Yeah, And that's it, because as I was saying, say after last year, after the disappointment of it not being on last year, we were all focusing, say in October, November, coming into, okay, 2021, lads, we're going to make this a big one. We missed it last year. World's getting back on track. Mm. And we find ourselves in the same position again this year, Ray. So yeah, like say for example, like this time last year, we didn't have a vaccine. We're in a totally different place in the whole world this time compared to this time last year. So this time next year, like it'll all be behind us and we're going to move on. And yeah, I'd imagine like all the stops will be pulled out and we'll have 3 years of energy focusing in on 1 week, Ray. And we'll be like, do you ever see calves when they leave the shed for the first time? Right?
They're booking an altar.
The problem is they go straight for the electric fence. That's the problem, right? And that happens to me on occasion, so I'm just going to try to avoid the electric fence.
Listen, a big day tomorrow, your birthday. Happy birthday in advance.
Oh, we said cheese, Ray. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I'm pushing on. I'm 45.
Oh, are you? So you were able to register then for the vaccination, were you?
See, this is the thing.
That's tomorrow, isn't it?
40 it's moving to 40-year-olds tomorrow when I hit 45. And if I was only 45 last week, I could have registered. So anyway,
right,
good news tomorrow.
You're
going
to do
sign up for
okay.
the vaccine.
Well, happy birthday to you. Listen, congratulations on another great season of the Today Show. And it was challenging, but I suppose you got to do things that you wouldn't normally get to do and got to talk to people that you wouldn't normally get to talk to.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the silver lining in all this, Ray, because even like say this time last year, again, we were in such a different place. And like with shows, like say, that even stopped Fair City, winning streak and all these shows. So we were there saying, what's going to happen with us? And then I think they said, OK, hang on a second. There are lots of people at home, lots of people depending on RT1 television to keep them going through it. We changed the themes of our own show, I suppose, Ray, where we stayed away from all the heavy serious stuff because... what you have after our show is Nocht and the news, and they do the job, a fantastic job they do, but it's very, very serious. And we were saying, why do we have to be so serious? So we took a lighter look at all these topics and we stayed away from the heavy stuff and we had a load of fun. So we brought that into September. We were lucky enough then to get Sinead Kennedy on board for Monday and Tuesday, which shook the whole thing up again, Ray. So we had good fun. But as you say, we were doing lots of Skypes and lots of Zooms and got to speak to people we may never have spoken to.
Yeah. Listen, you were there, right? And you mentioned Sinead. Sinead's off on maternity leave. She gave birth to a lovely baby girl, Indy, at the end of March. And so you've had co-presenters there. I'm looking at the list here. Rachel Allen, Una Healy, Elaine Kinsler, Eunice Power, Emer O'Neill, Nuala Carey, Stephanie Preisner, Trishana Archer. What's going on? What's going on? Are these people all auditioning for a job or is there a job or what's going on?
Well, I suppose, like, as Sinead went out on maternity leave, she had 10 weeks to go. So they just decided to try out a few different people in with me for the afternoon. And we, Blonda Tracy and the rest, and Emer and all the gang
Blonda,
yeah. Yeah, we had different presenters. But listen, it was good fun. It shook it up a bit as well. And we had a new presenter Monday and Tuesday. You're trying
Who's
to,
your favorite?
Get to know somebody. listen, Ray, they were all my favourite, you know. But listen, it was a bit of fun for me as well. And I think it was a bit of fun for people at home. And I think people at home enjoyed a bit of a shake-up. But I think they will be happy to see Sinead coming back in September.
Yeah. OK. Well, listen, great talking to you, as always. Say hello to Rita for us. Enjoy your holidays and good luck with the projects for TG Cahir. Gurmaga dai.
Thank you, Ray.
Slán, stay safe.
Gurmaga
slán go fóin. Bye-bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.